This is Passport to Texas. Be on the lookout for the May issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. It's the much-anticipated annual birding issue. Editor Louie Bond.
I noticed just today out on my morning walk how many birds were singing, and it just fills you with such delight. So in May, not only do we have the spring birding calendar, which tells everybody where you can go to see birds, where there's festivals, where there's classes, we also like to feature a few special articles about birds. And I think the most promising one this month is an article about water birds, and in particular, water bird babies. Well, water birds have a very perilous nursery for their babies. They're only located on these tiny islands off the coast of Texas, and they're called rookeries. And they call these colonial water birds because their instinct is to gather together in these great colonies of all these different water birds and have their babies all together. So it's this gigantic, squawking, screaming, and unfortunately stinky nursery where all these babies are born. Without these protected nurseries, our water birds are quite threatened. So we have an excellent article this month. So we encourage you to go outside and look up, see what's up there.
I'll do it. Thanks, Louie. You can find the Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine on newsstands now. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.